And now to honor America, please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Every week, Louis Van Gaal's army! Louis Van Gaal's army!
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
How we doing?
Ooh, Southampton away.
I never like it.
Those red and white stripes, they get us this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a tough game.
It was a hard-fought 3 points. 1-0.
Probably didn't deserve it. Take it. Every day we'll take it.
All right, let's jump in here. Lineup. Dave saves in net. The tank, Valencia, on the right-hand side. By Jones, Young. Fellaini, Matic, Mata, again in the midfield. And Rashford, Mickey, and Lukaku up front. What'd you think? What was your thoughts on the lineup going in?
Initial thoughts were, I like this lineup. Same lineup we saw in the Premier League the week before. This is a lineup that should be able to win at Southampton away. So I was confident. I was feeling good. How are you feeling?
I would have liked to see Herrera for Fellaini, mainly because I think we broke down last week when Fellaini starts, he plays more in a CDM role versus coming on as that super sub in the 10, and he kind of opens up a little more. But this roster has to be Southampton away.
Got to be able to win.
Maybe a little more comfortably, but... let's just jump in.
Let's get into it.
First half, 10th minute, Southampton corner, Redmond fires it right wide. I thought that was going in. Great chance for Southampton right off the bat. They're playing at home. Fans behind them. Shaking in my boots.
I'll tell you what, Redmond looked dangerous. He looked dangerous all game. And they had a lot of corners. They had more corners than we did. They had more shots than we did. And this was just kind of a beginning to see what kind of threat he was going to offer in the game.
Hey, but we lucked out. 20th minute, Young doing work, fakes left, fakes right, fakes left, goes back right, zips across in like we always talk about his crosses. They have the zip, they have the curve. Lukaku header, save, follow-up, goal. United on the board.
Fool me once. Save it twice, not so much. So Lukaku doing what Lukaku was paid to do, and that's clean up. You know, he made all the right things and shrugged off his defender, his poor lowly defender.
I think it was three. I think he pushed three people out of the way and just like booted in the back. Well,
he knocked the guy to the ground like 10 seconds earlier, and then he didn't even go up for the header this time. Hit it right into Foster, who also made a great save, but he was there to clean it up, and we got the lead.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it doesn't look pretty from Lukaku, but he's got the work rate, he's got the desire in front of net, and he finishes goals. I could not have been happier in the past if you were to tell me he was going to score this many goals to start off.
8-8.
I think some people had some questions at the beginning of the seasons, but the doubters have been silenced. Lukaku is here to stay.
Good man. Keep it up.
I might want to call him Big Red. That might be a good nickname there.
Big something.
Thunder.
He's red. Definitely thunder. Yeah. He's loud.
We'll get to the chant
We're
later, sir.
It.
But finishing up the first half, 27th minute, great chance. Rashford with a free kick from distance. I wasn't sure if he was the man to take it. I like Mata in that situation, but give the kid a chance. Just inches wide on the left post. Foster had nothing to say about it. He clattered into the post. Would have missed it. Would have been a great goal. Great feeling to go up 2-0 away. Would have taken off some of the pressure.
Definitely. He did everything right. I mean, he was a great... That's on his side, right? If he's on the right side of the field, Mata takes it with his left foot. But Rashford has shown that he can be lethal from that angle, and he almost did. He beat the goalie, and he should have had a goal, but what can you do?
It also says something that there's no debate over who's going to take these free kicks, you know, like other teams in the world.
No fighting. I think no million-dollar clauses, so I get guaranteed penalty taker. None of that.
I think Cavani Didn't he get offered $1 million to give his penalty duties to Neymar? That's just absurd.
That's the rumor.
PSG's like, can I just pay everyone to get
money
out of
any problem? Money is always the solution, right? it is their way.
Unfortunately, you pay him so much that $1 million is worth nothing. So
yeah, we're getting off tangent.
But it's great. I mean, a little off tangent, but relevant in the news. And it's great to see our team, you know, giving people opportunities. We're selfless. Like Martial doesn't come out and complain about his role. He waits his chance. And he executes, and that's a great thing to see in a team, especially with Mourinho. There's no infighting. It reminds me of Sir Alex, where everyone's there to do a job, and in that regard, we look great.
It's a good sign. It's definitely a good sign. I think we didn't have the best performance today, and we'll get more into the details of the Southampton game, but the team is gelling. Everyone gets along. There's no there are egos, but there's no poisonous egos, so I'm very excited about what I see in the dressing room.
Yeah, so we can focus on the task at hand. Try to win, and there's no drama that's affecting the team mentally. And for whatever reason, Mourinho has everyone firing all cylinders, except for the second half, which we'll get to.
So that's the most exciting bit of the first half. It was pretty dull and dundrum after Rashford's chance in the 27th minute.
Yeah. So what do you think Mourinho's team talk was at halftime?
I mean, they were winning. They had more chances in the first half, but whatever he told them didn't work.
Yeah. Well, coming out in the second half, it's kind of more the same, because this season we've always managed to score. I don't have the exact stats, but I'm going to say it's within the first 25 minutes. We get a goal, and then we go into this lull, and then it takes a management decision from Mourinho to essentially get the team back in order, get the pace, get the work rate up.
Yeah, and you saw that in this game, I think.
We saw that in this game again, and it's almost magnified away from home. I mean, do you think that has something to play? What are your thoughts there? Is it a way that's getting us?
I think it's because it's still early days, and his de facto starting 11 isn't available because Pogba is not there. Pogba not being in the team, he plays a certain role that like you can't easily replicate, right? You can put Michael Carrick there, but he's not as dynamic. He's not as good of a defender. Can't cover the field as well as a Fellaini. Fellaini's also like a danger because he can be unruly.
Yeah, no, he can be unruly.
But he can be effective in the right positions, which we've seen as well, but that's usually as a sub. So I think he's trying to find that perfect team balance, and he's still working on that, because this is not his first starting 11.
His minus one player, two
a big
players.
Player, the biggest player.
No, you're correct. The team probably revolves around him, and he's the man in the middle, if you will. But no changes at half. No idea what Mourinho said, the halftime talk, but like you said, did not work. 51st minute, Southampton nearly scored from the corner, but the ball bumbles out.
It was ugly.
I mean, it was just onslaught. Nathan Redmond on the left side, he was torching us and making us pay, like bringing in balls, passes, beating a man.
He had a really good game.
And I don't know if it's we're playing down and making him look good, just like we made Stoke look good, and then they got smoked. I think it was by City. Or Chelsea, but it's kind of where we have trouble with these teams away, but it seems that certain competition can break them down. And I don't know if we're making people look good.
We didn't press as high as we have been. We didn't look as aggressive as we look at Old Trafford. There's definitely a mentality shift. You know, we lose some of our confidence. We're not playing at home, even though the fans are probably livelier away.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
But something
that's
about true. Playing at home just makes us
Shout
feel protected.
Out to the away fans. Yeah, they're always, those guys are dedicated.
They're hard, man. I love it.
So Mourinho saw this, and he said, you know what? I'm subbing Herrera for Mata in the 60-second minute.
You got to like that sub, because the way the team was playing, we needed more possession. They had way too much possession. An unbelievable amount of possession in the second half.
Yeah, and it actually led to the Lukaku chance. Breakaway, Mickey to Lukaku on the right side. Lukaku hard and low. Foster makes a save. I think he should have scored or passed it to Rashford there. We had some breakaway chances. We just never made the final pass or could convert in those situations. And it cost us, because on the counter, when we're down and we're getting pressed, we need to score that counterattacking goal and ice the game. And we don't get it.
This chance in the 66th was actually, it was bad on Mickey. Mickey had Rashford to the left, was about to be wide open, and he made the wrong pass, and he passed it to Lukaku on the right, who had less of an angle and an extra defender. And he could have done more. No, but Rashford would have had a one-on-one.
Yeah.
But that being said, you still got to finish that goal. Would like to see him score. I'd like to see him kill it off, but the onslaught just continued, right?
Yeah, no, a 67th minute, another Southampton chance off a corner. Tadic, basically, like, who was marked by Matic, and Tadic was able to get a stumbling Matic, got a free header. Fellaini clears it off the line. So
good for him.
If he didn't contribute going forward, that saved a goal. That got us the 3 points. It wasn't Dave's saves. It was the fro coming down.
I'll tell you what, that tree was keeping a lot of balls out of the box. He cleared a lot of balls out, so he played well.
Yeah, and the subs continued. We brought Smalley on for Mkhitaryan in the 75th minute. Pack the box.
Pack it.
Park the bus. Jose saw that we were bleeding and we needed some help. I don't know if Smalling's the man to do the job, but I do think he shored things up there a little bit. 78th minute, another great chance from Southampton. Romeo goes wide, but, you know, once again, should have scored. We were watching the highlights right before we kicked this pot off, and I couldn't believe how many of the highlights were Southampton chances going wide. It was so...
It was almost all of them in the second half, and they really dominated.
So we were just holding on. So Herrera had another wide-open chance in the 79th minute. I really thought he should have finished it. This game was begging for us to ice it 2-0.
And he took time,
and
right?
Never could do it. Yeah.
He got the ball at the top of the box. Defenders just staring at him, and he just skies it. And he had time. He could have even passed it, but doing everything there wrong, just skying it over the top.
And then, of course, in the 93rd minute, Mourinho is trolling the fourth official, subbing Blin for Rashford, and then just dancing outside of the manager's box. And he
like
gets
it.
Sent off in the 94th minute. I don't know if this is going to be his Sir Alex pointing to the watch, him getting sent off in the stoppage time, but... you know, Mourinho's a big personality. He kind of gets into the heat of the moment. Do you think this is intentional? Like,
I saw the video. It screams of bullshit. I implore all Red Devils fans, American Red Devils fans, to go back and watch him. He was out of the box. He was technically breaking the rules. But if you look at like what Conte did over the weekend, or who else? Or I'm sure Wenger did some crazy shit today. So that being said, is like Mourinho gets picked on because he's got a reputation as a troublemaker. And a mad one and a crazy one. But that's what makes him great.
Hey, that's why we love him. And all that matters is that the whistle blew in the 94th minute and we got the 3 points.
FA took no corrective action against Mourinho, so it was just smoke at the end of the game.
Yeah, no big deal. Three points are all that matter to us. I think we probably deserved a draw, if I'm going to call it. But, you know, to get a 3 points in that type of game where we didn't play well, that's how you win the league.
Champions do.
You win when you don't look good, and that will bring us the title if we can continue this streak.
Because we would not have won that game last year. No way. That would have had 1-1 all over it.
Yeah, so just diving into the reaction, I'm a little concerned about our away form. I think we need to shake out the cobwebs, whether it's we get Pogba back or we mix up the midfield away, maybe give Herrera a start. I don't know. What are your thoughts on the match overall, and what could we have done different to, you know, ice the game earlier or have a better result?
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, I think for me, it was, even though we got the result, can't argue the result. It has to be one of our worst performances of the season. I just think the amount of chances we've been creating every game, the way we've been playing, the style of attack, we didn't look that way. We looked like a different team today. We looked like a Van Gaal team. And we had possession for possession's sake, but we were doing nothing with it. We weren't attacking. So
yeah, we weren't dangerous.
We
right?
won. I mean, we played good defensively, but like the attacking football was not there. And that was like sad to see.
It was a little sloppy at the back at sometimes too. You know, I think it was basically Southampton not taking their chances versus us.
We had
us
some great defending from Jones.
Scrappy standard Jones like on the line. But I think Southampton could have scored 3 or 4 against us if they took those chances, you know. So
could have.
It could be a, you know, our defense, you know, it was like band-aided back there. You know, we got
great.
Through it. It didn't look great, but you know, I'd rather not look great and get 3 points than be talking about dropping points away at Stoke and Southampton. So
well, here's the thing is that we play down to our competition, we play up to our competition. We need to break that habit, but that's always gonna be part of the game we play.
Yeah, no, we'll see. We got a big away game coming up, so we will break that down. But the Southampton possession, Southampton 53%. So I think this is the first match we had less possession. United 47 shots on goal, Southampton 6, United 1. That says it all right there, the type of game we had. So, you know, looking forward, let's hope we take this feather in our cap, we learn our lessons, and we, you know, we ice the game next time.
You got to take more of the chances we created. We created quite a few chances, but we're not challenging the keeper. We're not hitting the target. You got to at least be hitting the target, right? The Lukaku chance, the Herrera chance. You got to do better.
Yeah, and we're second in the league, not bad on goal differential. So I'll take it. City can have those blowouts at you know, poor competition, but we'll see if we can equalize that going forward. But I'm confident so far of our position in the league. Jumping into injuries, as a result of a tackle from Shane Long going in hard on the big tree, Marouane Fellaini.
Poor guy.
He is out, set to miss the CSKA Moscow. What were your thoughts on that challenge? I mean, I thought it could have been red, to be honest. And mainly because Fellaini's stature, maybe it's not. I don't know. It just seemed like that was a – I thought that was a red.
There's something in the reaction that – I know he might have dressed it up a bit, but he seemed like he reacted in a way where it almost had to be red. He looked like he did something like criminal to him. He like – I think he ran his stud down his Achilles. And yes, apparently like in the football world, that is like sacrilege in terms of like just a dirty injury.
Yeah, it's as jersey as you can get out there without getting a red card. I mean, I just think the ref didn't want to affect the game one way or another.
And it would have.
It probably wasn't an obvious red, but I've seen that given red before.
Or retroactive, at least.
Yeah, it could have been double yellow, but straight red.
Either way,
I think, on the day. So.
I think we're going to miss him for the game. You know, I think like you want to go out bruising in the cold Moscow.
Especially in cup competitions away, Fellaini has always been good for us.
He has, and they're riding high, so... It's going to be a tough game, I think, for us on Wednesday.
Yeah, and the other member we've been talking about, Paul Pogba, still out.
No update.
No update from Manchester United on the injury, although we do have an article from the Daily Mail that says Manchester United poised to make decision on whether Paul Pogba needs surgery on troublesome hamstring. So I think the philosophy
still waiting.
Is...
poised to wait.
Yeah, so I think nobody knows. But either way, I think the team may be evaluating surgery. Thinking about the long term versus rushing him back and having him re-injure it. Hamstring for a player like Pogba is something that will be sort of nagging. You can wait and let it heal, but you know, one wrong move and then you're going to re-aggravate it, especially if it's a symptom for you.
It's long term, right? We're building a team for the long term. You got to be able to win games, weather the storm without Pogba, and you got to get him back. You don't rush it.
Yeah, we need some like Wolverine like metal hamstring. We gotta throw into Pogba. We need some sort of like
get some young hamstring, top but, grade.
But yeah, speaking of surgery, sir, you just got off your ACL meniscus repair.
Yeah, I'm doing the pod from IR, but I'm hanging in there, getting a taste of what the players must feel like in the beginning days of rehab. But we soldier on. What can I say?
4 days. The leg doesn't look too good, but you look like you're in high spirits.
I'm high spirits. You know, I'm feeling fine. But the boys won on Saturday, and they probably shouldn't have. So that certainly helped.
Yeah.
And I finally put some pressure on the old boy today. So it comes along slowly. It's a process, just like building a squad.
Hey, we might wish Pogba well a little more than you, but you know we're still wishing you well.
Appreciate all the love on the pod.
But as we alluded to. Next match, huge, away, September 27th, 11:45 Pacific time, away, Champions League versus CSKA Moscow.
Oof.
You hear that, sir?
Moscow away.
I'm hearing that.
No thanks.
Moscow away. Yeah, team's got to do a lot of traveling for this. We're going to need kind of all of our hitters. I saw McTominay and can't even say his name.
McTominay, who else you got?
McTominay and...
Tounzabe,
yes.
That's close enough.
They're both traveling with the team. I don't think
they're
going to
feature that much, but
yeah,
they're
but
traveling.
You want to give the kids like you know,
taste
of
Russia.
Hear that music. You want to kind of see the team and like feel that environment. I wouldn't want to go to Russia, but you know, United does, and I hope we can do the job. CSKA, they're a big team, one of the better teams in our group. Away is going to be tough, especially given the travel schedule and coming off of the hard Southampton match away. What do you think on the lineup? Any changes? Who are you eyeing to get on the field? Who's going to give us the best chance to win?
Changes. Well, I'm looking forward to the game. For all our Reds that are traveling, I would keep low profile. You know, I've heard some
for
horror stories.
For our American Reds.
Any Reds. Any, yeah, not the common men. Not the comrades. Like American Red Devils or Red Devils abroad.
Yeah.
Travel safe in Moscow. But either way, I think we're going to go... You know, possession-based approach, big team, Matic, Herrera, maybe Carrick.
Really? You think Carrick gets a start here?
I think so. I think you need that. I think you want to hold the ball. You have Fellaini out. Baye's going to come back because he's in contention. He had his ban lifted for his three-game ban on UEFA, so he'll be back. So he's going to start. I think him with Smalling, I think you'd like to see that.
Really? No Jones?
I think Jones needs a blow, right? He's got another game on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Maybe Darmian.
I think Mourinho really likes that. You know, proven center back pair. So, what's your 11? If you had it down, you're kind of all over the board. So you got to pin it down.
De Gea, Valencia, Baye, Smalling, Darmian, Carrick, Herrera, Matic, Mickey, Martial, Lukaku.
Interesting. I'm going to agree with you that Martial gets the start over Rashford. I'm going to say Herrera in for Fellaini from last time, and I'm going to say Jones is going to get the start at CSKA away. And maybe he'll rest him and put Smalling in EPL.
Keep Mata and Mickey in. Is it Herrera for Fellaini?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So same to you.
It's attacking, though. That's more attacking. That's, I like that.
Yeah,
like
it's more attacking, but Herrera's not too much more attacking than Carrick. He just has a work rate that will complement our, you know, possession game better.
He's a worse scorer.
No, he's good at making a challenge.
No, he's lively. He's all over the field.
Up, and then from going forward, I agree with you.
He's a tidy passer. He's a great player.
I think so goes Martial. So goes the game. I think our defense will do a good job. I just really think getting forward, it's going to be a lot on Martial. I have to imagine Lukaku is a little tired given all the games he's been playing for us. So you have to think there's going to be a slump from him at some point. Hopefully.
He's hot right now, right?
Yeah. Martial's been getting the rest. So hopefully he can come in with the pace and really break things down so Lukaku can get some crosses in front. And let's hope we can get some service from the wingbacks.
Any chance we're going to see Shaw, you think?
No, not a chance.
None?
Luke Shaw might start, a cup game away. I think maybe Carabao Cup is his wheelhouse. But our record against CSK all time, 2 wins, 2 draws, 0 losses. I like that, especially away. We have played them in the Champions League before, obviously. I just think this is going to be a tough tie. It's going to be a, tough stadium to play in. What's your prediction on the score? Are you going to say it?
I think this is. I think I got to call my first draw. I'm going to call a 1-1 draw.
1-1.
Take away points. I think, because we're still ahead of them, even if we went 1-1, but they're in our group right now. They won their opening match against Benfica, 1-0. So, a draw would not be the worst result away in Moscow midweek. That's what I'm calling it.
Okay. I'm going to say we're going to win 2-1.
There you go.
I can see 2 for Martial.
2?
We've chained up the beast. He hasn't played, so when he hits the field, it could be like lightning. I think he's our best attacking player, next to Lukaku, who is playing sort of that center forward role. But I think Martial is our main man.
Certainly fun to watch.
Yeah, he's the creator, so he's gonna do the work. He gets,
he shines in Europe too, so we can't wait to see him out there.
Yeah, so we'll look forward to that game, boys. Obviously, we got EPL next Saturday as well. September 30th, 7 a.m. Pacific, so a little early, but grab your coffee. Old Trafford, we're welcoming the worst team in the EPL.
Gotta win it.
That's music to my ears. Yeah. After playing CSKA, that's why I think he might go with the Jones, kind of go with more of a first team, because he's not going to rest anyone. I think CSKA is the harder match. Crystal Palace, he can give rest to Lukaku, give rest to Jones, maybe bring Fellaini back.
Could be.
Yeah, so I think that's a strategy. Any prediction on the score there?
I think we're going to win it. I hope we win it more than 3-0, but I'm going to call it 3-0. 4-0. No, I'm calling 4-0. Because 4-0 and United go together.
Yeah. 4-0 this season. I'm going to go 3-0. I think we need the goals. We need to pad the goal differential because obviously the likes of City and Chelsea, they're racking them up. So we got to take matches like this and we got to put goals past the keeper.
Because goal differential is going to really matter this year.
Yeah. And
it's already proving to.
Fosu Mensah won't be featuring. Obviously, when you loan a player out, there's a clause in the contract, so they do not play against you. That's always a plus.
I'm happy about that.
I don't think he started last game anyway, but
really?
Yeah. Out of favor with the
Dutch coach.
Yeah, Roy Hodgson.
Yeah, so good luck.
Good luck, guys. Good luck, Crystal Palace fans. Hang in there.
Next day up.
Next up, United in the news. So we got a bunch of sort of contract news items for you. I know it's exciting this time of year to talk about what players we're going to bring on. Looks like United is set to open contract negotiations with Dave Saves per ESPN FC. Like we said, we had a rant last pod. Sign him up. Give him another house. Give him more money.
Best player on our team.
He's the
Come
best
on.
Player on our team. Like Gary Neville said, the only world-class player guaranteed is Dave Saves right now.
He wins you points week in, week out, right?
Every week. Look at Southampton. That was you know.
I mean, he didn't even have to do that much that was miraculous, you know. But some of these games, these Everton's or Chelsea games, that where he keeps us in it, he's making like insane saves. See, saves the season that aren't even acknowledged because it happens so regularly with a man.
No, he makes hard saves look easy, and he makes easy saves look like nothing.
Nothing.
Right? He just does the job. I mean, it's been 5 years since he made a mistake that cost us a goal. He is always on point, never to blame. He is a great player. I mean, I'm not trying to jinx the man, but you believe in his skill.
Sign him up. Give him as much money as he wants.
I honestly think he needs to be the highest paid goalkeeper in the world.
Why not?
I think we need a long-term, like 5 years.
Sounds good.
I think...
$150 million release clause.
And so the reason why we're thinking about giving him this contract is because Real Madrid won't go away. And if he signs
again.
If he signs this deal, you know, we're telling Real Madrid, see ya. And I can't wait. They could have a few other players on our team, but they cannot have him. Romero would do a job, but I don't think he could make those fingertip saves like De Gea. And so he is a huge difference maker for us and might win us the league.
Yeah, he's won us points every season.
Yeah. Why don't we have a good De Gea chant?
I don't know. That's a good question.
6'4". He's from
Spanish
Spain.
As fuck.
His name is Dave De Gea. He saves the ball when we need something like that.
Let's work on that. Let's work on that.
We'll be drafting something up. You guys feel free to send in some lyrics. But next item, another contract. ESPN FC, Luke Shaw. Mourinho confirmed we have extended his contract 1 year. I think this is a surprise through 2019. Mourinho was always 50-50 on the player, but apparently he sees that there might be a role for him to play at left back. Given we were looking for a player in the market, what are your thoughts on this? Did Shaw deserve it? Too much to be said?
This is straight business. This is like a no-brainer, right? Because he's out of contract, 9 months? You pay £27 million from you have an automatic extension in the contract. You just do it. You do it so you have him, because if he all of a sudden turns into a bang-out player...
Yeah, it's depth too, because he just came back from injury. What if, you know, Darming is injured?
No, and you want to hold on to him. That's a smart business decision, is that you activate it, because that you have another year of runway.
You can sell him too.
Exactly.
You can sell him this summer. So there's a lot of flexibility there, extending the 1 year. So
I like it.
Kudos to
Ed.
Kudos
good
to
move,
Eddie.
Ed. Putting the automatic 1 year renewal in the contract. I heard that was an Ed invention. So like that. Keep it up.
Speaking of songs, next news item, I'm sure you guys have all heard, there's a controversy surrounding Lukaku's song. Obviously, the Kick It Out campaign has come out and said that it is controversial. They would like it to not be sang at Old Trafford in front of the crowd. And Lukaku recently came out and said he would like the fans to stop singing that song as well. The fans this past weekend said, "We'll do what we want. We'll do what we want. We're Man United. We do what we want." So fans are always rebellious and they don't always listen to these, you know, claims. But in this situation, I heard the chant and I'm a fan of most chants.
It's not that good of a chant. Let's just say it. It's not that good of a chant.
It's not that good of a chant.
It's not.
You know.
The guy doesn't like it. Our boy, we just spent all this money on our new number 9, 24 years old. The guy doesn't like our chant. We give him a new fucking chant. I understand there's a lot of pride. I respect the fuck out of the fans, but the guy.
But not every
like
song
it.
Works. You know, there's certain songs that like people try and it doesn't become lore, Manchester United legend.
And I think
like
we can
others.
Do better. You know, this guy. You know, we could get a better Lukaku chant. So let's do that.
Yeah, but I've never heard a Manchester United player say they didn't like their chant.
He nipped it in the bud early too. He's right away. He really did. He just like, I don't like this chant. So
yeah, because the Zlatan chant is great.
That's a brilliant chant.
6'5",
hard as
fuck. He gets the Reds excited. We won't sing the whole thing, but you know, until you have that chant, I say just try another one. And there's going to be, I imagine the way the factions go in the away fan section, some people are going to be hardcore trying to sing it, and eventually it's going to go away. But like people are just kind of hanging on, and they'll let go over time. And they'll keep hanging on. With a new song. I just don't like the sort of, if Lukaku asks, we should listen. The fans should listen. So if you're out there singing that song, stop.
He's our number 9. We can do better for Thunder.
Unfortunately, I don't think he can hear us from the United States.
Maybe he should get keen on the pod.
But maybe one time. Moving on to the fan questions, our last segment. James from Iowa. This is an interesting one. What is your favorite Manchester United goal and why?
Ooh, tough question, James. I'm going to have to go.
I think I know what goal you're going to say.
I'm going to go Wayne Rooney at Old Trafford bicycle kick against City. So after City, you know, won the league, down, you know, it was tied game 1-1 to win the game, late in the game, with an iconic goal that would be known as like his probably his most famous goal, except for maybe the one when he's out at Everton and he scores against Arsenal on his debut. Like those are probably like equal footing. But that for me, that was my favorite game. I remember watching that game and just going nuts. So that's what stands out in my mind.
Yeah, I would say of most Manchester United fans of late, that would kind of be the goal that people would kind of pick off top of mind. That was it was on my list. There was a lot of Ronaldo goals, mainly because I was a big Ronaldo supporter at the time. But my my top goal has to go to Scholesi, Barcelona away, banger.
What a banger! What a goal!
That it was huge. We beat Barca in the semis. That led us to the finals against Chelsea. Won the Champions League. Obviously, that was huge for our team at the time. Ronaldo was first. I just that team, that moment, that game was that intense. Where Barca was coming up and they were about to be the world's best team, and we still had a grasp on it. And without that Scholes, just vintage strike from distance, we would have never had that title. So I'm going to say that's probably my favorite goal.
Man, and then they did the run out on us the next two times.
Yeah, and then they beat us. So history was all said and done after that. Messi for Ballon d'Ors, the journey continues. So let's hope we can get back to that. Play Barcelona semifinals away, and maybe Paul Pogba can hit that goal in.
Maybe 2019. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, maybe next year. But I don't know. I could see semis this year. You writing us off?
No, absolutely not. Never.
I mean, I think
we could have a good run in Europe. There's no reason not.
I mean, we played Madrid in the first game of the season, and we could have beat them, you know, like that one Lukaku chance. So I think we're up there.
They ain't looking too hot, to be fair, at the moment.
Yeah, we still get Pogba back, so.
Yeah,
ASAP. Yeah, we're not winning the Champions League without Pogboom.
No, we're not.
All right, next question. Maggie on Twitter. When can Mourinho start talking about United being title contenders? This is always a funny issue because you never hear from managers until it's like a far gone conclusion. So what do you think, sir? When do you start talking about being in a title race? Like right now, we're neck and neck with City. It's early. When do you wait? When do you think it's appropriate?
Just for all fans.
Well, we say we want to win the league, but we don't say we're in the race to win the league, right? There's no like...
Yeah, right now, there's no race yet. It's September. It's the end of September. You know, there's no race until you get through the stretch of games over the holidays. When you get through that New Year's Day game, after you did Boxing Day and all those freaking games, and if you're at the top of the table, a couple points off the table, you're in the race. That's when the race is on.
Yeah, but it's a mental kind of competition because just like Sir Alex was the best at this. He was the maestro. He would never say a day before that we were in the race. He would never say a day after.
You don't say it.
And when everyone starts saying it, you don't say it. And then everyone keeps saying it, you don't say
you
it.
Just never say
and
it.
And everyone keeps saying it. Maybe after like 2 months, then you say it.
And Mourinho's the same way.
Yeah, when you're up by when City drop points and then you're up by like two, then you say it. Right? When you see daylight,
and when you stay up, you know, after you've gained some points and they keep dropping points.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say March. You need to be in the lead, and there needs to be like a smidgen of daylight between you and number two, and then you say you're in the market. Yeah. You're in the market for the title.
There's definitely a big difference between when we'll start talking about us as title defenders and when Mourinho
after the first game we're talking
it.
About title.
Of course we were. We went 4-0. Yeah, how could we not?
But we're Yahoos. We don't know anything.
Yeah, right? That's also true.
But look, guys, great pod.
Love the pod.
Getting real pumped for the team. Huge set of games. We'll usually try to get a Champions League pod out to you guys. This week I'm traveling, so unfortunately we can't make it. But big shout out to everyone listening out there, and we'll be back
with a double.
Double pod reviewing CSKA and Crystal Palace at home.
You guys, see you soon. Let's kick some blues this week and this weekend.
Kicking a blue.
See ya.